B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's go to our next guest. He'll be here tonight doing the pregame show at Parks Casino. That's right. Our man, home of the Gun on One podcast and pregame show with P. West and Devon, D-Gun. D-Gun!
Anthony, how you doing, man?
What's happening, baby? You ready for tonight?
Thursday night football. I can watch football 7 nights a week. You know me, man.
Yeah,
I'm just a football junkie. I can watch it 7 nights a week. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I love it. And again, we got a game tonight, and I know it's been rough at 1-4-1, but listen, you're an Eagle fan. It's Eagles-Giants. You still got a hell of a chance. I heard Mikey say yesterday that they have over 50% chance to make the playoffs and win the division. So you know what the task ahead, D-Gun, win the next three, and it begins tonight.
It's imperative. You've had enough excuses, and even as depleted as this team is, these next three, two against the Giants, one against the Cowboys, very winnable games. You have to win these games. There can be no ties. There can be no losses. You should be sitting at, 4-4-1 when these next three are all said and done, because after that, the next five after that are like murderer's row.
Yes. Yes. And this way, you feel good about yourself. You get a little bit of a rhythm. So here's what I like. Now, let's go through X and O, all right? So let's start with the Eagles offense. Now, I know no Sanders, and you got no tight ends. Now, Lane's going to give it a go. You heard that, right, D? You've reported that stuff, so which is a big deal. You got, and I love Deshaun coming back, because even though you can't count on him long-term, right, until he's actually playing long-term, I like him tonight. It's a great matchup against the Giants secondary. I love Fulgham. Right? And I love Ward, who's very defendable in the slot. So if you could just, the Giants front is good, but if you can just protect Carson, I think you'll be able to throw the ball real well against them. And I can see Deshaun having a big game.
You know what? I agree with everything you just said, but one word you included in there, the word if you can protect Carson. Yeah. If right now is the biggest book in the dictionary, because you're right. The Giants up front, my goodness, Dexter Lawrence, Leonard Williams, Marcus Golden. I mean, they can get it. They've got 15 sacks. They can come after you. And I'm interested in seeing, the Eagles wide receivers match up. Their secondary is not that bad. When you talk about James Bradbury, Jabril Peppers, and Logan Ryan, it's not that bad. The offense has been killing this team.
No, you're right. I mean, but I do think there is an advantage. Like, it's okay. But I do think you can throw on this team.
I've seen it. 100%.
But you have to keep
Carson upright and breathing. Don't let that man stand in that pocket. Please do not let him stand in that pocket. Let him get outside. Let him use all that athleticism.
I said that earlier. Yes.
This man's taking a beating the last couple of weeks. How much more can he sustain?
Yes.
He took 16 hits against the Ravens. And six quarterback sacks. Get that man out of there. If he's able to freestyle and wheel and deal from the outside, I think that overall game, the passing game, will be much more effective.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Now, defensively, here's the thing, all right? Now, you know that their run game without Barkley is not good. Eagles are good against the run.
Yeah.
So here's my only concern is two guys. One, I know I got Slay on Slayton. He's a terrific receiver, but I got Darius Slay, and I feel good about that matchup. But Ingram is a problem.
Yep.
And to some extent, Golden Tate can't, because he's a prideful player, and I can see him being active tonight. And that means you got to get home against Daniel Jones. You might have to pressure him, Jim, to force some turnovers because he will turn the ball over. And I just think if you can, maybe if you can just keep Ingram from killing you, you got a big advantage on that side of the ball.
The tight end situation, to me, is one of the biggest storylines. Do not let Evan Ingram open. Now, Evan Ingram the last couple of years has been injured. But when he is healthy, he's one of the better young tight ends in the game. Very athletic, can separate, good hands. And because the Eagles don't have linebackers that can cover tight ends, I guarantee you, Jason Garrett and those people have been studying that left and right. And when you talk about a Golden Tate, the one thing about a Golden Tate, he's a physical guy. He is a tough customer to deal with. You know, so who's going to be over him in that slot? And you know what? You look at the Giants' last three games. They've played opponents tough, and of course, Riverboat Ron Rivera gave him a game against Washington, going for two instead of going for the tie and try to force overtime. But you know the Giants are going to get it right. I like the fact that the Eagles have not lost to the Giants since 2016. If I was a betting man, I'd bet the house on the Eagles tonight, no question about it. But this is a game that still makes me nervous because of the injuries the Eagles have had and because of some of the inconsistencies and some of the weaknesses they had. But I thoroughly expect the Eagles to beat this team. If you can put up 28, 29 points on the likes of Baltimore and Pittsburgh's defense, you should be able to put up 30 on this Giants defense because I don't think their offense can sustain drives to keep the Eagles offense off the field.
Yes. There it is. That's right, D-Gun. That's right. You're dead right about this. This is how you're going to do it. By the way, I was talking about it earlier. Adam Schefter reported that the Ravens are trading for Ngakoue.
Unbelievable. They're
also about to sign Dez Bryant to the practice squad.
Unbelievable. I mean, the rich just keep getting richer, And, you know, I still think Kansas City is the favorite in the AFC, but Baltimore, you add Ngakoue and Dez Bryant, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no. Kansas City gets you Le'Veon Bell, so
it's
an arms race.
In the AFC.
Yeah, yeah. So, but anyway, we're playing for the paltry NFC East, that meager division. But, look, they can snag it, man. So I'm curious. I'm glad you're hyped up. Give me the lay of the land for the pregame show tonight.
Well, we got, obviously, B. West, Devon, myself, can't wait to get up there. Love being at Parks Casino, a great facility, great time. We're going to do our film review, as we always do, as well. B. West and I pick a different play or scenario of plays to discuss from the previous game. And of course, you know me and B. West, we're going to go at it. You know, it's no holds barred when B. West and I sit side by side. all I can tell you is always expect the unexpected when we get together for a pregame show. And I'm having a lot of fun with it, working with two great guys, two knowledgeable guys, and we're having a lot of fun, man.
That's fantastic. I love it, brother. Listen, have a great show tonight. Tell the boys I was asking for them. We'll be listening. And look forward to your commentary, and we'll get set for a little Thursday night football, brother.
Yes, sir, man. You have a great day and a great show as well, man. Always.
Thank you, buddy,
for having me on every Thursday, brother.
Appreciate it, my brother. D-Gun on the Comcast Business Hotline. That's right, the Fanatic pregame show after Mikey Miss. I know Mikey Miss is going to have a big show, and then we'll have the pregame show. It's a fun day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.